Strawberry.
All right, y'all, as promised, our special guest this morning, one of the legends of hip-hop since 1992, rapping, singing, writing, producing, acting, but he's got a new project. It's a gospel album.
Whoa. Yeah. All right.
No. Whoa.
And I had to talk to him about this new album and the second season of his hugely popular TV show, Martha and Snoop's Potluck. It kicks off next month. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the legend, Snoop Dogg.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. My favorite.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Snoopy.
What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm good, Steve. Man, there's so much going on in my life right now that I'm so happy for, to be blessed for. I want to say this first and foremost. I love that Def Jam 25 anniversary, man. I watched it on Netflix the other night. Beautiful work. All of that, man. Black excellence. All of them comedians in one room. Amazing.
Yeah, man. It was so huge. For backstage was like, man, classic.
A family reunion, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Snoop, you got a new project, but this time it's a gospel project. It's called The Bible of Love, Chapter 1. Mm. All right, let's just talk about what inspired the change in your music.
I think gospel music has always been a part of Snoop Dogg's music. I just think that people never paid attention to it or never put it in the foreground. But I've always been thankful, I've always been blessed, and I've always testified to who I love and believe in. And at the same time, it's never been on the forefront. And I just felt like now was the time, with all of this negative energy in the world, all of this madness, to put together something that could represent peace, love, and harmony for everybody and anybody, no matter what church you come from, what religion you believe in, what color you are. This is the Bible of love. Love is the only way that we could kill hate. I could put an album together with a whole bunch of hate on it. I've done that many times, but this is the time I want to put an album together with nothing but love on it. Because if I'm at that age now to where it's not about trying to be the flyest or the best or the dopest or this and that, it's about saying something and making a point with the voice that I have, because I realize that I have a platform. I coach football kids for the past 15 years. I got 13 kids in the NFL, 50 in Division I, and 100 in high school. Oh, so these are the fruits of my labor.
Really?
These are the things that I'm happy for, and this is the direction that I'm going in, because my career is leading me to the path of being an uncle in the rap game. They call me Uncle Snoop, and I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not ashamed of it, because it's respect.
I think this is an incredible step, man. This first song you got is Words Are Few. You want to tell us about it?
My words are few. My actions will speak louder than my words, and you'll see that I'm a child of God by my work, not by my words.
Wow.
All right. I love
it. Hey, let's play it right now. This is Snoop's new one, y'all. This is from the Gospel Project, The Bible of Love, Chapter 1. This is Words of Few.